This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Could the Trump administration really hold back billions in promised federal aid to help cover the costs of our Eaton and Palisades fires?
It could be extremely painful for Los Angeles if FEMA just kind of shuts down and decides that they're not going to treat this disaster the way that all disasters have been treated in the past, turning a cold shoulder to local assistance, and they're going to start with us.
A transgender girl competing in California's high school track and field finals kicks off a national controversy.
She made a comparison. She said, how is it any different, you know, when you have a male competing against another male in boy sports, someone who tests positive for steroids.
And a rare bit of good news for Malibu after the reopening of PCH.
It's really nice. We love Malibu. Yeah, movies.
It's like in the movie.
Yeah.
Why does Malibu in a French accent sound so much cooler? Welcome to the Memorial Day weekend hangover edition of the LA Local for Tuesday, May 27th, 2025. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Jonathan Service. There has to be a term for the feeling of elation of getting an extra weekend day off and going from a state of relaxation and newfound calm to the cold, brutal reintroduction to the work week. Like one of the most extreme high-to-low feelings you can get. Anyway, here we all are together. Thanks for sharing in the misery with me. On today's Local, is President Trump preparing to stiff the city of Los Angeles over promised federal aid from our January fires? Southwest Airlines goes from scrappy hero underdog to evil soulless airline, and all it took were checked bag fees. The transgender athlete debate arrives here in California, and Malibu, slowly but surely, coming back to life. Let's start with President Trump, threatening to withhold some $2 billion in promised federal funds to help the city of Los Angeles cover firefighting and recovery expenses tied to the Eaton and Palisades fires. The Trump administration has actually been somewhat of an equal opportunity denier of federal emergency disaster funding to blue and red states. Over in North Carolina, they're complaining about the slow rate of FEMA funding to help rebuild after Hurricane Helene crushed the town of Asheville. And that was 8 months ago. So I'll give him this much. Trump has been consistent. So what was promised to Los Angeles during the Biden administration, and what could be denied by Trump and company? Our man in City Hall, Craig Figner, broke the story and explains.
After January 7th and the Palisades fire disaster, the Biden administration was quick to declare a federal emergency and pledged 100% reimbursement to Los Angeles for fighting the Palisades fire disaster and recovering from it. The way FEMA works is that LA advances all the costs and then puts in what's a complicated process of getting rebate money from FEMA. But the Trump administration has been talking about dissolving FEMA. Talked with Congresswoman Maxine Waters, She tells KNX News this is a well-known potential scenario that could play out in D.C. She says lawmakers repping California are fighting against
that emergency money has never denied to anyone that's experienced this kind of emergency. He does not care for the Los Angeles area in particular.
Well, that said, should L.A. be a bit concerned, fearful?
Oh, absolutely. We should be concerned.
And it's not just Los Angeles. In Missouri, Republican Senator Josh Hawley, he's had deadly tornadoes, gone to the Trump administration saying he's desperate for FEMA relief money. So far has been told no. Los Angeles Councilmember Bob Blumenfeld says L.A.'s owed at least $1 billion, not getting any of that money. It would be, well, here's his response.
It could be extremely painful for Los Angeles if FEMA just kind of shuts down and decides that they're not going to treat this disaster the way that all disasters have been treated in the past, turning a cold shoulder to local assistance, and they're going to start with us. We're going to feel it. You know, a lot of red states are going to feel it too.
For some perspective on this, we called up Democratic LA County Congresswoman Judy Chu, who represents the Altadena area. That's where the Eaton Fire destroyed thousands of homes currently being cleared and rebuilt. I'll make sure you all hear from Republican members of Congress in the coming days on this issue, but we started with Congresswoman Chu because this is her district, and she's reportedly been pushing the hardest for federal authorities to follow through on promises of reimbursement of those emergency disaster funds. But look, I'm going to be upfront with you, faithful LA local listeners. This was an underwhelming interview from the Congresswoman, and it really seems to underscore the criticisms of Democrats in Congress that they're nowhere near aggressive or tough enough on holding the Trump administration to account. Sorry to talk trash about our interview before we even get into it, but listen to Congresswoman Chu's exchange with our KNX anchor, Margaret Carrero, and judge for yourself.
Congresswoman, can you start by just explaining the FEMA reimbursement system to our listeners? When we say that the federal government is going to withhold billions of dollars from LA City and County, how can they do that?
They have not ever in the history of this country done that. And in fact, disaster aid has been provided to every area of this country, to every disaster victim, regardless of what state they are from, regardless of whether they are from a red or blue state, regardless of political affiliation. So they should not do it. And they have not done it in the past.
Let's talk a little bit about the initial agreement under which the feds promised to reimburse Los Angeles for the fires. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, as soon as the fires happened, Governor Newsom asked President Biden for a declaration of a natural disaster. And President Biden did, in fact, agree to that and declared it. That allowed for FEMA to come automatically and to set up shop and to start issuing disaster aid. And the amount that was issued was, as is done in all disasters. There was the promise to reimburse us for our firefighting costs. And normally it's at 75%, but President Biden made it 100%.
Now, if President Trump were to, you know, go ahead with these threats and like follow through on these threats of withholding federal funding in the form of perhaps reimbursement from the federal government to Los Angeles and to the county, do they have any recourse? Could the city or the county sue the administration to actually pay out?
Well, he threatened the state of Maine over its transgender youth athletes as well. They filed suit, and now that has been held in abeyance pending the outcome of the courts. So I think that these actions that he's taken could be stopped in court. It would be a shame because it's just a waste of energy for something that should be given automatically. We do not abandon people in this country when they are at their lowest point in their lives, when they're so devastated and have nothing to their names. In this case, they don't have their homes. They don't have their memories. They've lost so much. We need to help them.
And the concern is there, though, too, right? Because the president has talked about dismantling FEMA, right?
Well, yes. And that would be a tragedy because from what I saw, FEMA has tremendous expertise. 400 of them came down and they had so much experience from previous disasters. They knew exactly what to do. And in fact, they were the ones that conducted the debris removal that was done by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And in fact, they have done a fantastic job. They are way ahead of schedule. And as a result, people will be able to rebuild sooner.
The worst part for me about all that was the total lack of plan or strategy to claw back those promised federal emergency disaster funds if the Trump administration decides to hold them back. Haven't you guys thought about what comes next if those fire funds never show? Is it that hard to get all California Democrats in Congress together, if not the entire Democratic Congress, to come up with a couple of scenarios for how you'll fight back when you're inevitably asked that question by the media? The best you've got is the example from Maine. I'm sorry to pick on Congresswoman Chu, and maybe a more detailed and exacting plan will come together in the days ahead. But in the newsroom, we were all left scratching our heads about this one. Like I said, more on this in the coming days, including hearing from some Republicans. I'm going to quote Harvey Dent from Dark Knight to help introduce this next story. You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. That pretty much sums up Southwest Airlines today after they have incensed loyal customers by enacting new fees for checked baggage. I mean, where else do you get Batman quotes to sum up a story about airline fees? Only on The Local, baby. Our Natalie Tavidian went down to LAX to get some reactions.
Do you think it'll influence people's decisions to fly Southwest or fly in general when bag prices are what they are?
It is what it is. We can't change it.
Why did you fly Southwest today?
It was the cheapest deal.
It was the best deal.
And did you have to pay for your carry-on?
No.
Did that influence your decision to buy a ticket?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you're aware of the new bag policy starting tomorrow, $35 for the first checked bag, $45 for the second, unless you're both loyal Southwest customers and this policy is making you say no more?
No more. We all choose Spirit, we'll choose American, anything else, because... Okay. This used to be the best deal, and it's not anymore.
And it was the best deal because it included the two free check bags.
Exactly.
Okay. Where do you normally travel to where you can't just do it with a carry-on?
Normally Alabama. We are both from there. We go back to Alabama a good bit, and this kind of ruins it.
This doesn't affect your loyalty?
It doesn't. It doesn't. It's such an easy airline to work with. Okay. I just hope they leave it at open seating. Okay. I know that's going to change. But the baggage, you know, I feel bad for people who used to get two free bags, you know. Things are getting more expensive, so.
And you typically just take a carry-on?
I always take a carry-on.
That is the hack, just take a carry-on. Southwest, you were so much cooler when you guys were like the grunge punk rock airline. No assigned seats, no fees. Now you're all sellouts. All right, quick break here to take care of business. And when we get back, the debate over transgender athletes competing in high school sports rears its ugly head here in California. And some new life for Malibu. It's the LA Local. Be right back.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks for sticking with us on the LA Local for this post-Memorial Day Tuesday. I'm your host, Jonathan Service. What should have been a competition among the best track and field high school athletes of California has now been marred by a controversy over one transgender athlete. The rules for this weekend's state and high school track and field championships are changing, and it's because of a transgender high jumper from Jurupa Valley. The CIF, which oversees high school sports in California, made the call as an alternative to booting this high school jumper out of the final rounds altogether. This follows President Trump's threat to withhold federal money from the state over this one athlete. Fred Robledo, high school sports editor for the Southern California News Group, who covers the San Gabriel Valley, talked about it with our Rob Archer.
What exactly did CIF State decide today?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of pressure the last few weeks. You know, a lot of protesters who have really not been happy about athletes that are losing qualifying spots to A.B. Hernandez. That's the transgender athlete that you're talking about. So what CIF did today is basically, you know, athletes that finish in the top eight in certain categories, you know, in the long jump and triple jump in this case, are the ones that go on to state. Those ones that just missed the qualifying mark where Hernandez was competing in, they are now going to be allowed to go. So basically, there are two athletes that missed the qualifying mark by one spot who will be going to state now, who otherwise wouldn't have.
What do coaches and athletes say about this and about transgender athletes in general taking part in sports?
Well, you know, they've been very, very careful about commenting on this. Now, I will say Katie McGinnis, one of the athletes from La Cañada in our area. Now, Katie finished second in the girls long jump at the CIF Division III finals to A.B. Hernandez. And she has become more outspoken, and she's gone on some of the national networks. She was on Fox within the last day or so, and, you know, expressing her disappointment. She made a comparison. She said, how is it any different, you know, when you have a male competing against another male in boy sports, someone who tests positive for steroids or who has, excessive testosterone? She said people would be up in arms about that and calling that not fair, and kind of compared it to this situation, saying that, you know, a biological male obviously has physical advantages, and she'd mentioned testosterone that females don't have. And she was really calling on CIF State to do something about it this weekend. And I think you saw President Trump's statement that went out today, that threatening funding the state of California if they don't adhere to his, you know, national law that he passed that prohibits transgender athletes from competing in sports. So I think you saw CIF State react to that. And I'll tell you what else I'm hearing, guys, what you may hear in the next couple of days is I think that if Hernandez finishes first, let's say in the long jump and triple jump, whoever finishes second, I think they might have them share that top spot as sort of a stopgap until they can figure out what to do going forward. But it's going to get interesting because in that Trump statement, he did say that he was calling on local authorities to not let her compete on Saturday. So there's going to be a lot of discussion, a lot happening between now and when the meet starts on Friday.
I don't know, man. All of this over one athlete. We'll keep you updated on the story and whether the rule change is enough to back off President Trump. Finally, last week, I was waxing poetic about PCH, talking about my anxieties over reopening the old coastal road and the loss of innocence for such a beautiful, iconic stretch of coastline that was largely flattened by the Palisades fire. Well, as is often the case, as my girlfriend will well attest to, perhaps my doom and gloom was premature. Our Emily Valdez went down to the beach to talk with tourists and business owners about the first weekend with PCH reopened, and it turns out there's more hope than I realized.
Here on the Malibu Pier, there's a lot of foot traffic, a lot of people from other countries, like this group from France.
It's really nice. We love Malibu.
Yeah, movies. It's like in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if they had tried to drive here last week, they wouldn't have been able to get through. Michael is a guardian here on the pier. He works here.
It seems lively here. Is it busy for a Tuesday?
This is really good, yeah. Since this past weekend, it has picked up quite a bit, which is nice.
And I talked to some people from France. They had no idea it was closed, so they just happened to drive to Malibu and get through.
We missed out on a lot of the tourism business in the past couple months because of the highway being closed. So it's nice to see it picking up.
And as I was driving here, yeah, there is still cones up, and you can see a lot of the burned out homes and buildings. But it wasn't completely jammed. Mind you, I did not drive during rush hour.
I will spare you the corny Phoenix Rising from the Ashes references, but this is one small report makes my heart warm. And you know what? As a SoCal native with regional pride, I love that a couple of French tourists can still enjoy Malibu. The hell is this with this optimism? Ugh. This has been your LA Local for Tuesday, May 27th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. We'll get back to our regularly scheduled depressing doom and gloom programming tomorrow. Until then, be well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.